From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. North and South Korea met late into the night in an emergency round of high-level talks aimed at ending the tense standoff that has brought the two rivals to the brink of war. The talks got underway this morning and continued as midnight approached, according to Seoul's Unification Ministry. South Korean President Park Geun-hye's National Security Advisor met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's aide at the request of Pyongyang. Passengers who survived a terror attack on a train traveling between Amsterdam and Paris are paying tribute to the heroism of three Americans, two servicemen and a student who led the charge to overwhelm the attacker. Authorities in Spain have now identified the gunman as a 26-year-old radical Islamist who spent time in Syria during the past year. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve says he was under investigation for links to militant Islam. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
France has been on high alert since January's terrorist attacks in Paris. And in June, extremist Yassine Salih decapitated a man near the French city of Lyon. If his tentative identity is confirmed, the French minister said the gunman may be a 26-year-old Moroccan who lived in Spain last year before moving to Belgium. Cazeneuve said Spanish authorities had flagged him to their French counterparts because he belonged to a radical Islamist movement. French and U.S. authorities have hailed the American passengers who tackled and subdued the gunman who was carrying several weapons, including a Kalashnikov assault rifle. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. officials say the number two leader of the Islamic State group known as Haji Mutaz was killed in a drone strike near the Iraqi city of Mosul on August 18th. The U.S. reported his death late last year but was incorrect. This is VOA News. Meantime, the U.S. military says initial field tests show traces of a chemical agent on mortar rounds used by Islamic State militants to attack Kurdish forces in Iraq have been found. U.S. Brigadier General Kevin Kalia, head of military operations against the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria, said field tests show the presence of what is known as sulfur mustard, a class one chemical on fragments of the bombs used in an attack 11 days ago. The general asked reporters not to speculate on the origins of the chemical until formal tests are complete. Thai authorities are reviewing newly discovered security camera footage in their investigation of last week's deadly bomb blast at a Bangkok shrine. The surveillance video is related to a separate attack that occurred hours later and several kilometers away from the original shrine blast. The footage shows a man in a blue shirt placing a bag on a footbridge, kicking it into the water, and later an explosion occurring. Officials have not been yet able to determine if the two incidents were related but are seeking the man in the blue shirt for questioning. The leading Republican candidate for U.S. President, Donald Trump, held a rally in the state of Alabama on Friday, attended by thousands. VOA's Laritza Hoke reports a growing number of voters say they're dissatisfied with many of the candidates running for president.
Millions of Americans on opposite sides of the political spectrum have expressed discontent with politics as usual. And they seem to think that few of the latest crop of presidential hopefuls can offer anything more than that. Real estate mogul Donald Trump has used people's discontent to his advantage.
There's a tremendous movement going on. And it's not about me, it's what I'm saying, it's the message.
Some political analysts have ridiculed Trump's hopes of becoming the Republican Party's nominee because of his tactless remarks and brash manner, as well as his lack of a clear political program. But opinion polls show him far ahead of the other candidates in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
Worries about slowing economic growth in China, rising political uncertainty in Greece, and concerns about plans to raise U.S. interest rates shook investors on Friday. Some financial experts believe a hike in the U.S. interest rates is looking more likely, and it caused a sell-off.
Well, I think the last couple of days, people have started to lose confidence that our economy is strong enough to withstand a hike in interest rates. We've had concerns about the direction of oil prices. Now we're worried that China's growth is slowing. Also, U.S. corporate profits appear to be anemic. And now the Fed sounds as if they're getting cold feet. So if everybody around you is starting to get scared, it's a little hard for you not to follow suit.
And that's Sam Stovall at S&P Capital. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.